Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are watching yet another two episodes of Power Rangers SPD, which will be a little weird because our second episode is part one of a two-parter. We're going to jump into our first episode, which is entitled Abandoned, and we are going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Abandoned was the 13th episode of Power Rangers SPD. It first aired on March 30th, 2005, written by John Telligen and directed by Britta Johnstone. Ooh, we get our new opening. So we're having a new ranger now. I wonder how this will affect the team, especially since he's the commander. Looking cool in the opening. Oh, that's a new bit. Ooh, he's going to get a bike too. And the Deca Base Robo. Oh, wait, no, Deca Base Megazord? Sorry. Oh, what is this?
It's awake. Evil is awake.
It's a stone!
Yes, I have felt it. It can mean only one thing.
What is it?
Evil has awakened from its slumber. I will send one of my minions to find it for me.
Oh, these scenes are weird.
Commander, with all due respect, sir, are you sure you really want to do this?
Yeah, it hardly seems fair, the five of us against you.
I'll try my best. Now suit up!
Ready! Ready! SPD emergency!
SPD emergency!
Yeah, he doesn't hold it right either. He took out 100 Crybots easily. You really think he's going to have trouble with you guys?
No way!
Wow.
I saw that coming from a mile away, Jack. You'll have to be quicker.
Yes, sir! Now it's our turn. Bridge! On it!
It didn't work.
Is that all you have?
Sir, no, sir.
Bridge?
No, sir.
Maybe on that shoulder, though.
Man, he is tough.
You're not kidding.
How about some girl power?
Wow, that was decidedly simple.
You two work well as a team, but you must train harder.
Okay.
Understood?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm glad he's on our side.
Yeah. I bet he could beat Grum all by himself.
Rangers, you are a team. You must work as such.
All right. Yeah. If that's how you want it.
Man, they can't even lay a blow on him. What?
Man, I thought I was strong. But I can't believe the strength of Shadow Ranger.
Thank you.
I know. It's like all of us put together, times two, couldn't be one of him, times one.
Personally,
good point.
As much as I love saving the planet, with Shadow here, I'll have more time to work on my tan.
And I can trick out my bed.
How do you trick out your bed?
Well,
wait. I don't want to know.
Okay, game over. It's way past your bedtime.
Why are you so chipper?
Well, Sky, Shadow Ranger here. It's a big weight off my shoulders, so I can just sit back, relax, and go with the flow.
I see.
We still have to be ready for battle.
Sky, you saw how strong Shadow Ranger is.
Yeah. What's to worry about?
Are they playing cards with see-through cards?
Shadow Ranger here. We're golden.
Oh, don't do that.
I know it. When I locate the evil, Grom will reward me with riches beyond compare.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me that Sid wears a facial mask.
Rangers, the perp is downtown. Let's move it.
Sorry, I thought I was still dreaming.
Funny. Can't believe I have to fight evil with guacamole on my face.
It's funny how normally Sky is like much taller than any of them. But once they morph, Jack is taller. Or about the same height.
Sure looks it.
Get out of my way.
I know, look at those abs.
Fire. Yeah. What?
That no just bounced off. What is he, Kryptonian? Ow. Oh, good catch. He doesn't want to. He thinks they should be able to handle it on his own, I think. Oh, now we're at fake nighttime. What happened? We in American footage? Whoa, what happened?
Busy?
Before Shadow, you didn't need my help. You did fine.
Fine as in good? Or fine as in we weren't doing too well, but in order to spare our feelings, you just said fine.
Somebody wanted to see me?
I do like Sky's reaction as he's saying it.
Any idea what it could be?
Cat is not to assist you. You do not need her help.
But
dismissed.
What?
Do you know what this means?
That will be all, Cat. Thank you.
What is he doing?
This better be worth my while. I'm making some very important clients wait.
I need your help. I'm looking for...
The evil. Yes, I know. The Power Rangers are looking as well.
If I don't find it first, Grom will vaporize me.
The Rangers don't even know what they're looking for.
Can't go into the sunlight.
Quite a quandary.
Can you sell me a sun shield and distract the Power Rangers?
With enough money, anything's possible.
Is this enough?
It's a start.
And you're
SSPD!
Why do you insist on coming here and chasing away my clientele?
They haven't done anything.
Yet.
Not today, anyway.
Oh, well, okay.
We didn't come here to bust anyone. But we will if you don't give us the information we need.
Fine.
Bridge!
He's gonna ask again.
What is this
thing? I love Bridge.
Piggy, where did you get this?
Off some goon. What is it?
The evil has awakened.
Huh?
Evil what?
That's a class 5 containment field. Used only to hold the evil That's it. We're clocked.
Hey. What is the evil?
Legend says it's a piece of the abyss.
Wait a minute.
What abyss?
You mean,
like,
yes,
the abyss of evil?
Stone brought back from the depths of Hades, used to level mountains and boil oceans. It hibernates for 100 years, and when it awakens, the most treacherous creatures in the galaxy will try to obtain it. And if they do,
wow,
a maniac with the evil on its side would be unstoppable. Whoa.
Where is it?
This sounds more like a season finale.
You're further than your own backyard. The old bookstore. The evil has been guarded for 2,000 years by a great warrior.
This old place? It hardly seems like a great warrior guarding an ancient evil stone would be here. But with 100 years between gigs, maybe he likes to read.
True.
A lot.
Hello? Baskins, my name, and old books are my game.
Baskins! Does he do ice cream?
You, work here alone, Baskin?
No, JB works right alongside of me.
JB, huh?
Yes, JB. My pet turtle. He keeps me company on slow days. Get it? Slow days?
It's a joke. It's actually pretty good. Never mind. Bridge got it.
Evil stone? Well, let me see. I have rolling stones and romancing the stone, sword and the stone. But no evil stone. Sorry.
Okay, this can't be the place. I knew we couldn't trust Piggy.
I thought Kruger said we could do this by ourselves. Why won't he help us?
What's up, Cat?
The west side is under attack. I'm sending the runners.
Looks like there's real ranger work to be done.
Well then, bye-bye!
Bye. See you later! Oh. Yeah, it's still there.
Just the book I've been looking for. Hand it over, old man.
Uh-oh.
Do not know who I am.
Nor care. I'm taking the evil one way or the other.
Not on my watch, you won't. You did.
Wow.
I was going to hand it over, did you? I am the keeper.
Keep
this. Ah, keeper. I hope this guy's better than the actual keeper from Dino Charge.
This battle should keep the Power Rangers busy. There it is. Delta Squad Megazord.
I would love to know whose idea it is to do the crotch shots of the robots.
Who are we fighting?
Let me check.
No one, right? Oh, a blue head? Whoa! Man, it made a cardboard blow up. That's not easy.
You're using Bonetti's defense!
Naturally.
But it won't work forever!
Well, that's interesting.
Darby, you have to help.
No.
What are you waiting for?
If it ends today, it ends.
Roll that fire! Yeah!
Her eyes look like a little bit more intensely green than usual, don't they? Oh, is that the actual book? Oh, yep, apparently. Now Shadow needs to go. Uh-oh.
I can feel the evil becoming part of me. Now nothing can stand in my way.
Rangers, Draco has taken the evil and fled. You must intercept them. In a minute.
Wow, that worked. Ooh, different colors.
Now that I have the evil, I'm unstoppable.
That's what you think.
That's what I know. No one can match my strength.
You haven't met the Shadow Ranger.
Shadow Shmadow.
They're relying too much on Shadow. That's the lesson here, by the way.
Ready for more?
Look out!
We'll get him!
This is working out really well, guys. He's just going to be Batman. Okay.
Commander.
Come on.
What are you waiting for? We're getting toasted.
Why won't you help us?
You don't need it.
What?
Finish the job. Trust me.
Fine, we'll do it. Come on, guys.
Okay, yeah, that did it.
Yeah. Bring it.
Good pep talk. So the pep talk just makes them impervious to bullets or blasts. Nice. Oh, that was fun. No. You made him kind of blow up a bit. And there's the rock.
That's mine. Give it back.
Careful, Bridge. It's all good. Yeah. Safe and sound.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, look, they saved the day without Shadow Ranger.
Yes, you will.
Thank you.
There you go. It's as good as gold.
You really had us going with that dopey shopkeeper character.
Well, thank you.
I guess without the containment field, even that freak couldn't handle the evil.
In 2,000 years of guarding this hideous thing, this is the first time anyone's ever taken it from me.
I guess you have another 100 years to get in shape before your next battle.
I think that we will move to New Zealand. No one will find us there.
In joke. Also,
so
that turtle's not real.
Angels and keep up the fight.
Speaking of fight, we have another member of our team we need to talk to.
Took Bridge a second.
Where has Shadow been? Well, he's been listening to you talk.
I can just sit back, relax, and go with the flow.
Shadow Ranger here. We're golden.
Ever since the arrival of the Shadow Ranger, you have lowered your guard and relied solely on me. In order to defeat Grum, we will all need to battle with 100% commitment. No one ranger is more important than another. I didn't come to your aid because you didn't need me. You just didn't know it.
Now he's starting to sound like Bridge.
Huh? You're right.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I did sort of take you for granted. Won't happen again, sir.
Good. Because I can't stand watching you get your morphers kicked all over the city.
That was pretty good. He referred to their butts as morphers. Ew. Where's the thought? Alright, so I guess now we have our reasoning why Shadow Ranger won't appear all the time, every episode. I believe he's used more like, you know, your traditional sixth ranger. Sometimes shows up, sometimes doesn't. Shows up just in the nick of time, if they show up at all. Anyway, alright, so we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with Wired, Part 1.
We'll be right back to Power Rangers SPD, part of JetX, on ABC Family.
Attention, Rangers. My name is Commander Kruger. When my planet was attacked by the Truvians, I escaped to Earth. Now this is my last chance to stop them. I am SPD Shadow Ranger.
To protect and serve the galaxy.
Power Ranger SPD. Go!
Weekend mornings at 8:30, 7:30 Central. Part of JetX on ABC Family.
Rangers dismissed!
Now, back to Power Rangers SPD, part of JetX on ABC Family.
And we are back. I hope you enjoyed that. So, we're going to get into our next episode, which is Wired, Part 1. And we are going to get that started here in 3, 2, 1, go.
SPD Emergency.
Wired, Part 1 was the 14th episode of Power Rangers SPD. It first aired on May 7th, 2005, written by Jackie Marchand and John Telligen, and directed by Britta Johnstone. I like how Commander Kruger, they don't make him move around, he just stands there. Like they have more respect for him. Can't wait to see the story behind that.
Power Rangers SPD,
You know, I think last time I called that thing the Delta, the Deca Base Robo, and the Deca Base Megazord. It'd be Delta Base Megazord, right? A warship.
Almost as nasty as you.
If he can prove himself, I bet he'll be defeated in the second part. But if not, your playtime will be over. I'll find him right away.
So remember, you never know when your enemy is going to strike. Grumman and his goons rarely give an advance notice.
Sky's right. You have to be alert at all times.
Well, if any crybots mess with me, are we ready?
Oh, are they teaching another squad? Oh, that was cool. First off, the guy that said he'd be ready is not very good. Second of all, I'm thinking he was dubbed.
You think we should help them out?
Maybe in a minute or two.
Oh, she's pretty good. Wow.
Not bad.
Okay, D squad.
D squad.
Be a little bit more prepared. Let's group after lunch.
Great reflexes out there, cadet.
Man, that was
thanks. I guess I got some lucky hits then.
Well, you keep that up, and you'll make C Squad in no time. Of course, crybots are only mindless piles of nuts and bolts. Some of the aliens we encounter are a lot tougher.
I'm sure, but I bet some cyborgs can still be pretty tough.
That's why all cyborgs belong in a scrap heap, where they can't cause any trouble.
Well, she doesn't like that idea. Wonder why. Also
what
true.
A
surprise. What are you doing on my humble planet?
Looking for you? Emperor Grum is taking over Earth. He needs a second in command. And you're on the short list.
I would be honored. Together we will bring down and
you know, with that yellow sky and everything, sand? Is that Earth on RPM?
There is a creature on Earth with legendary destructive capabilities. Once it's in my power, the Emperor will surely make me his general.
There are tons of creatures on Earth with legendary destructive capabilities. It's not the first time we've seen one of these.
Super high tech command center. Notice the many buttons and switches.
Lots of buttons.
Just a proud computer intern.
Yeah. Sophie, I'm sure you've heard all about our resident brainiac, Dr. Manx. And of course, the big dog, Commander Kruger.
Cadet?
I can't believe I'm meeting you both in person.
Sophie knows a ton about computers. I mean, maybe even more than me.
I'm so honored to be here, sir. It's always been my dream to be part of SBD.
Well, from what I've heard,
I think she's being dubbed.
This looks like a complicated system. I'm not familiar with it.
It's the upgrade program for DBDS, the Delta Base Defense System. It'll be amazing if I ever finish sequencing the logarithms.
Keep at it, Miss Max. We know you can do it.
Where are you?
That is a crazy looking metal detector.
Rise up, Goradon. Rise up and destroy!
Ooh.
What is it, Cat?
Unidentified seismic activity in Sector 17.
You and the other Rangers investigate.
Here we are.
Oh, Cat's there too? Interesting. That's a big hole.
This is the epicenter of the disturbance.
This thing is massive.
Well, it doesn't look like an earthquake caused it.
Maybe it's some sort of excavation site.
It'd take a massive machine to dig a hole this big into the ground.
Suddenly like that, yes. Ooh.
Hmm. I'm thinking giant gophers. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's still out there.
And here he is.
My emperor, I am not worthy. Undoubtedly. Who is this worm before me?
He's your new general, Valko?
Master. And what makes you think you're qualified to fight beside me? I have awoken Garadon to serve at your will.
Garadon?
But no one's ever been able to control that thing.
Garadon is part robot and therefore can be controlled. A Series 1 processor, hyper-intelligent encryptor, will enable me to do just that. I don't care what technological rubbish you need. Find it and bring Garadon back to me.
Quickly.
Any ideas on what came out of that hole?
Not yet. But whatever it was, I hope it's far away from here. Sophie? Do you have a question about the DBDS?
I heard you were having a hard time with the sequencing, so I was gonna try and help.
Thank you, but for security reasons, that computer has top-level clearance only. I'm sure you understand.
Yes, of course.
Come on!
Hmm. Seems to be important.
Be gentle.
Wait, how did you... This thing never works for me.
Just because it's a machine doesn't mean you shouldn't treat it with respect.
Sorry. True!
So, how are they treating you at the command center?
Oh, I thought he wanted ice cream. Turns out he just wanted a sandwich.
Intimidating, but his bark is worse than his bite. I'm serious. It really hurts your ears when he barks loud.
Everyone's great. I just hope that I can, you know, fit in.
Of course you will. I mean, look at the Ranger team. We're all really different from each other, but I think that's what makes it work.
But what if I make a mistake?
We all make mistakes.
Makes me wonder if that background, the city background, is just a photo, or if it's actually being filmed with a view of the city.
You have the right stuff.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna read your aura.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, she doesn't like that.
I gotta get back.
Invasion of privacy, thank you.
See you later.
Okay.
So you're the fool who has awakened Garadon. You won't talk to me that way when I'm Grump's second in command. I have only to gain control of Garadon, and the position will be mine. The power of Garadon cannot be contained. There is no technology that's ever been able to harness it. Until now. As we speak, the technology is close at hand.
Garadon is pretty huge.
Help me get it.
Where is this technology?
In the Space Patrol Delta Base.
What?
Yes. I'm going to attack the base and retrieve it.
Ha! You're a bigger fool than I thought. You can't attack the Delta Base.
Will you help me or not?
Oh, he's got a bunch of money.
Of course. Good luck, friend.
Dirt!
Bad news, Commander. I've examined the dimensions of the hole and soil samples of the area. There are fragments of a rare subterranean alloy that can only be from one creature.
Garadon.
I'm afraid so.
Yeah, see, her eyes aren't nearly that green right here.
Years, but now that it's reactivated, no one is safe.
Elevate alert status to level 3. If Garadon attacks, we have to be ready. Is the new defense system online yet?
It's not even close. Some of the modifications are done, but the rest will take weeks to finish.
I'm wondering if the defense modifications are the Delta Base Megazord. Oh, what are you doing? Sophie. Uh-oh. You're in trouble. No, no one in there. Are you gonna look around? Oh.
Anybody in here?
Wow, snuck in and out. No, there's gotta be cameras.
Scared whoever it was away before they could do any real harm.
Were there any fingerprints or evidence at all?
Nothing.
No fingerprints.
Here on the streets is where it all happens. It is up to us to keep the peace and quiet.
Yeah, like that. Jeez.
I'm sorry. Was that disturbing the peace?
This is no test. This is the real deal.
You have something I want. And I'm here to get it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
A Series 1 processor, hyper-intelligent encryptor. Surrender it to me.
Series 1.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a Sophie.
Ha! Except maybe 20 years in containment.
Out of my way.
It's Sophie?
I don't think so.
She's gonna be a robot? Hey, did I figure this out? Okay, so the cadets are also stunt actors, obviously. Wow, how come hitting people makes a laser sound? Yay! Go bridge!
Oh man! It's getting a little too hairy here. Take the cadets into the base. We'll handle this guy.
Okay, let's go.
No! Stop!
Uh-oh, she's hurt.
Run from this.
Man, right off the top of a parking garage. That's gotta hurt.
Didn't see that one coming.
Finally, Broodwing sent the robot I paid for.
That's bad.
Oh, they usually are.
Now what?
Perfect timing. Now attack the Delta base.
As you command.
Oh, that's not good.
Sophie, are you hurt?
No, it's nothing.
Okay, let's go. Come on.
We're under attack.
And this
no.
Five
well, on the plus side, it doesn't seem to be doing any actual damage. Uh-oh.
Initiating DBDS, phase one.
Oh, what was that?
You'll need more than that to stop me.
Fortunately, we've got more. Delta Command Crawler.
Oh, something's happening. Now, how do you do that with a program?
Cross your paws, Commander.
Boy, I hope everyone moved out of the way. Ha! That's kind of cool. I like how this kind of turns Shadow Ranger. Haha. This kind of turns Kruger into like Captain Kirk.
You better get back out there.
Right. How's it going?
The bay doors are clear. You have access to the Zords. Sweet.
Oh, now the bay doors kind of remind me of Super Train Megazord. Now the question you're probably asking is, if this is all happening, where are all the people? That's a very good question. Good thing they all seem to have some sort of door on the top.
Come and get me.
Oh, was that a warning shot? It amazes me how good of a shot they are when they're flying sideways. Why are they giving Bridge so much focus? Oh, that's cool. That cool? Charlie, you can't talk. Hey, they gave it just enough pause for the fire to match with them pointing at the screen. Or they edited those parts. I don't know.
Got him.
And yet, we're not done yet. Oh!
No way. What?
You're kidding. No.
No, it's the Goobadabadoom. Or whatever it's called. See, that's going to cause a major problem downtown.
Hey, where'd he go? Gorodon.
Gorodon, that's what it's called.
To make himself even stronger.
Oh, hey, hold up, guys. I just want to see how Sophie's doing.
Huh? What?
Uh-oh. Her arm got unexpectedly longer.
Why don't you tell us you're a cyborg?
I couldn't. You would have kicked me out of SBD if you knew. So instead you hid it from us?
Like we wouldn't find out someday.
You're all forgetting one thing. Command center computer was hacked last night with no human trace left behind. Who wants to bet she did it?
Oh, that doesn't look good.
All right, it was me. But I was only trying to help.
And we're supposed to start believing you now. You're a security risk to the entire base.
Bridge, never do anything to hurt you guys. I'm as loyal to SPD as any of you.
I don't know what to believe, Sophie.
Oh.
I guess it's a unanimous decision. You're expelled from the academy.
Wow. For, number one, when did they get to make that decision? And number two, why does he get to announce that? This isn't good. It's weird. It almost looks like Broodwing standing there, but I think that's just like a pole. Uh-oh.
Just who I've been looking for.
Oh, you're in trouble, Sophie. Yeah, see, what's his name? Said it, Valco said the name too many times. The series one, blah, 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 for it to not have been a major point for the name. You know? That's what got me. Anyway, all right, well, that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Next time, we'll be watching another two episodes of Power Rangers SPD. We will conclude our look at Wired with Wired Part 2, and then, boom! Until then, I hope you all have a great week.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Think out, think out.